Give God some glory. Praise him. Praise him like you just can't praise him no more. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. My Bible. Thank you, Jesus. Get my Bible out of there. Thank you, Jesus. So glad to see you this morning. Especially about sweetheart back there. Glad to see you. I stand here today. I don't know. Some things that people go through, I want you to know that God is with you. I want you to know that your trial is fitted for you. You ain't got no trial that that somebody else got. What you got is what you're supposed to have. And when I just feel like saying something this day. I was thinking, I said to the Lord, when things came about in my life, God gave me a scripture instead of saying, I'm going to get you out of this right now. He gave me a scripture. He said, blessed are you when men say all manner of evil against you falsely and persecute you for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Now, I didn't know that this trial was fitted to make me perfect. He's going to perfect us through our trials. He's going to perfect us through our trials. So now if you don't want no more Jesus, then you just stay where you are and don't say, Lord, don't let nothing bother me. But if something come up on you that you say, wow, Lord, I don't know if I can get through this. It's God perfecting you, making you his child, making you. We've been praying for the children of God and for the sons of God to come forth. We've been praying for revival. And we pray. Well, now he got to have some people that's going to know him. And going to understand what he's doing, and don't be questioning him and complaining and going through. So your wilderness is good for you. I don't know where I got all this from, but this is what I'm feeling. And so I was sitting here thinking, I said, God, this is what you told me. You didn't tell me I'm going to get you out. Well, I mean, people had dreams and he's going to get me out. But then he told me first, hallelujah, blessed are ye. He didn't give me no scripture say, and I'm going to deliver. No, he's got blessed are ye. And he hit the trial, and I said, Lord, thank you. So as things that went on day by day, I give him more praise and more thanks. I praise and I thank him. Hallelujah. I say, I pray, y'all don't understand, but I praise and I thank him. I say, God, thank you. Don't you know how old I am? He got a word for everything, you know. And he said, with the old people, he going to put that scripture. Who knew that scripture? Down to thine own age, I'm going to bear you. I'm going to bear you down to when you get old. I said, well, okay then. So I done said okay then so many times, and now I praise God. I said, I just go on and praise him anyhow. I say, through the trial, I just go on and praise him. And I'm going to tell you, God is not going to let no trial come against you that's going to take you down. Your trial is fitted for you. And so now I praise him. I said, God, thank you. Thank you for, ooh, Jesus. You get to learning what the Bible is telling you, then you get happy. Amen. Because he always wants to be there for you, and he is. Father, I want to thank you. Lord, I don't been to college. I ain't been, but I've been to, I'm going to your college, I tell you. I ain't been to man's college. I don't know big words. I don't know. I just want you to just use me. I know you told me to go to tell the saints that you say I will. And I wanted everyone that needed something to be here because he's saying I will. And I just want to thank you, Father, for being my God. I thank you, Father, trial. I do, Lord. I really thank you because what I've gone through and been through has helped me to be a better Christian. It helped me to understand other people. Lord, I just really give you praise. And I can't always get words together, but I know that the Holy Spirit is going to help us today because God is going to speak to us today. Truly, God is going to do what he say. Truly, he's going to do it. And now I bring back to my mind the things he's told me, what I'm going to do for the church. It comes to my mind now. And brother preached it, and I said, Lord, that's the truth. And so I said, I'm going to quote the things that you done told me. He done told you something. God, he said, I'll be with you till the end of the world. It ain't end yet. I mean, it looked like it may be gone, but he going to be with you all the time. I'm always with you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So give the Lord a big clap offering. That's what, you know, have you ever, no, you may be seated. Have you learned, I'm learning too, sister. It's what I say. I'm learning that your mouth could get you in trouble. And I'm learning that whatever come out your mouth is in your heart. I love Jesus. Yeah, but you did, but your mouth ain't saying it. I'm learning that. Now, I ain't saying I learned it now, but I'm learning it. And so I praise God, hallelujah, for being who he is. I want to turn to Matthew 8 and 1. You come to the right place at the right time. I'm glad for our friend. I want to say thank you for coming. Shoot, what did you say your name was, sir? I probably can say son because I'm probably no longer to be your grandma, but I ever. And for my friend, sweetie back there, and for all of you, my father's children, I praise God for you. 8th chapter of Matthew. And the Lord said, go and tell them. And I'm thinking I'm really kind of in the line with everything. He said, tell them I will. And it made me so happy because he will. And it got me to looking at the scriptures harder. You know, you go through some trials. You forget. You know you're a Christian. You know you're saved. But you can go through things that get you wondering and get you, you know, he tell us things that you can't hardly keep that. And so the main thing I want to, I know the Lord telling me this for this. Main thing I want to tell you that he told me that fear is the devil's faith. God has faith and he brings fear. Is that right? Okay. I want to read some familiar scripture. And I'm just hoping that whoever listening and wherever you are, that the Lord would do what he told me because he said, tell him I will. So he getting ready to do something for somebody here. And when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you will, or if thou will, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, come back tomorrow. No, you got to sit here and listen to what I got to say here now. I got to preach you some word here now. And Jesus said unto this man, I will. Boy, I'm telling you, I read the scripture. I'm old and I've read these scriptures many, many times. I will be thou clean. But then I went on down. I said, boy, this is Matthew 8. I done read it. Well, how come I'm just reading it? I will. He wants to do what you want him to do. He will, and he loves us. Amen. If you just looked at Jesus as he walked through Galilee and all the places he went, and I understand, and brother, I understand now healing better. Now, when I come down, I want to put my mask on when I come down because I don't like to stay up in here. I like to be down. I like to be down there with y'all. So I'm going to see, can I breathe out this time? Amen. Okay, so when he said, I'm going to see, this Bible is heavy. I'm going to get me another Bible one day. He said, and I went on, read down. He said, see that now, don't tell nobody. Oh, come on now, Lord. Don't tell nobody. Ain't nobody here. Brother Eddie, I just love to hear him testify. He just got to be here to testify. Because he appreciates God. He just appreciates what he done for him. Amen. He ain't forgot from where God brought him. He know that could nobody help him. Brother Ed, God has been letting me look at our brethren overseas, how they've been persecuted. And, you know, they just whipped the women so bad. I mean, it's so real. Or how they've been, you know, sticking stuff up their fingernails and hanging them up and doing this and that. And I said, oh, Lord. And so then I read, I'm studying also in Revelation, how the people that were beheaded and all this, went with Jesus, so I'm trying to separate. Now, y'all may know all this, you know, but, you know, people got the, you're going up at the first time and in the middle and all this kind of stuff. And so the Lord told me many years ago to study Revelation. I started on it, but it was just, you know, but now I started again. Hallelujah. So I'll come with someone God give me. I want to know what I'm saying. He said, see, you tell no man, but go to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto him. Okay, then it goes on to say, when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said, come to the service tonight.
Come on. No.
Every Christian in this place that's been saved any little time is praying to be like Jesus. He preached that this morning. But we can only be like him as we come closer to him and be a friend where he can whisper and tell us what to do. Otherwise, we're going to go by what we've been taught in the churches, go by what we understand. That's all we can do. But the Lord is saying something. Thank you, Holy Spirit, something to people. But they're going to know when to get up and say something to somebody. Because sometimes you can get up and think you're doing the right thing and you draw and you push people away.
Come on.
I know. Thank you, Father. But in our quest to be like Jesus, amen, he's teaching us if you just be still and listen. If you just be still and listen. It was this lady that's good in there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. She had a home, what you call, to keep people. So she kept people and said she started helping people. Yeah. But she was tough as hell. Her name is, I got her tape. Tough as hell, Grisham or something. She was tough. Amen. And people would try to win her to Christ. They would sit up and they would say, now do so, 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 so. And she goes, yeah, sure. She said, if they quote another scripture to me, I'm going to holler and scream. Everybody, she said, people quoting scripture. You know, there's so-and-so. And so she had some friends, this lady that loved this woman, Sister Grissom, I'm going to say Christian. He came to her, and so she said, she didn't tell him what to do, but anyway, he went to the station to pick her up. And she picked up her suitcase. And the Holy Spirit told her, talk to this man that was with the lady. He said, ain't that heavy? Let me help you carry it. And do you know the woman got saved? She was the Holy Ghost. And this what I'm saying is, in our quest to be like Jesus, we got to know what to do. It ain't just boom, boom, boom. It's by the Holy Ghost that you got to know what to do and what to say and when to say it. To be led, or you'll never get nothing done. Amen. Amen. I know that we want to see people saved. I know we want to see everything. Amen. But sometimes, like the lady was talking to me one time, and I give God all the glory. She was talking, and they was having trouble at the church, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm always in the middle of everything. Oh, Lord. But anyway, when she said, the Lord told me to call you, you know how it goes. So the Lord told me to call you, Sister Davis. I said, hello. And I talked to her, and I told her, I said, call a spade. And I said, Lord, that ain't no scripture. She started shouting. Oh, praise the Lord. She was all over the floor. I said, what in the? I didn't quote John nothing or Philippians nothing. I said, call a spade. And that's what to this day, I don't know what I said. All I know is that I said that, but it meant her deliverance. And I wasn't thinking about nothing, brother. I wasn't trying to find nothing. We was praying and it came out of my mouth, call a spade a spade. I learned a little bit from that. We got to follow the Lord. Amen. And he will. Right now, oh my God. Right now, what he telling me in my trial, it's going to come. I will. I'm going to get you out of this. Just hold on. That's all. Amen. I'm going to get you out. Now, I told you to praise me. And then when I started doing what he said, do. Come remember I was teasing the church. I said, now, about this, praise me. Hallelujah, Jesus. But be exceedingly glad. I said, Lord, I ain't exceedingly glad about this. I'm just going to tell you. I'm not exceeding. But when I become and started becoming exceedingly glad, because I begin to understand that this trial was made for me, and it was made for me to help somebody along the way. And when I started understanding that and started praising God, things are changing. And it ain't like I thought it was going to be. They changed. Amen. Because ain't nobody bigger than God. Oh, God can bring the hardest sinner down. Ain't nobody bigger than him. And so he told the man, he said, I will. He said, go and tell him that I will. I'm going to change things in our lives. If you will trust God, and if we will take what we, God help us, we've been preaching for years. Years. Come on now. We have some good preachers. And we go, ooh, didn't he preach? Ooh, did you hear him, child? Oh, didn't he preach? And we leave here sometime when this sister comes. I'm telling you, this thing again, I can't. When this sister comes to our church, Sister Marilyn Harden, folks just, do somersaults almost. The woman is so anointed. You can feel it up in the ceiling. Oh, then she goes, oh, Lord. Then we go home, what happens? Right where we started. Because, listen, there were people that sit under Jesus. Who could be any more than him? And look what happened. What happened when they were saying crucify him? They crowded up and they're saying crucify him too. I don't know. Amen. It's got to be something in your heart. Your heart. You got to know you and him. And I have to find out, brother, who I am. You know, I know I'm saved. I know God keeps me. And but I'm beginning to see me. I'm beginning to see that. I got nothing to brag about because I begin to see this. And as I read the word, I say, oh, Lord. But whatever you asking for, he will. Because he said you can have whatever you ask. Now, why are we still in it? Because we're not somewhere. We ain't in that place. Amen. Or he not through. Why can't we think that? Say, well, he ain't through yet. I said, Lord, will you get through with this thing now? Thank you. But while we going through, we don't want to be like Israel. Murmuring and complaining all the time. We do more murmuring. We pray, now you murmuring. Lord, why don't you do so and so? You told me you're going to do this. Oh, yeah, you tell him. And he did tell you that because he told me. He told me he heard me. And I said, Lord, you said you heard me. And so and so. And people going to think it's my fault after a while. If you keep on. You keep me in this trial long enough, they're going to say, well, she ain't praying right. See, you know how you get to thinking. Hallelujah. But if something happened to me just recently, if something happened, you know, God can do things just now. You can be looking at if you got a heart that want to, don't tell me you can't be saved.
Come on.
Because if you want to be saved, he'll save you, honey. So you be so saved, you be saved. I'm telling you, children of God, I want to say this. Amen. God is our God and he will. I want to say God is our God and he will. I want to say God is our God and he will. He will do whatever you need. He'll give it to you. Praise God. And you dare to trust him and love him and treat him like a father that you, oh my God, and just do what he say. He'll knock your block off. I used to say he'll knock your shoes off. But he said, I want to read some more. Okay. Okay, Matthew. Did I read that one? Okay. I want to go to Exodus 23. I don't know why it took me so. Now, the Lord gave me this the first week, and I've been studying and digging and how I'm going to set it up because I write it down. I ain't got these wonderful things these guys got. I'm talking about to write my stuff down. Exodus 23. Yes, Lord. But I just love it. I love God, and I'm not perfect. Don't stand. I'm not saying, no, I'm still learning. But I'm telling you, I thank God for the trial. because this would be something I could have never learned. How could I ever learn anything? And, you know, let me tell you something else. Since I've been looking at the brethren that's suffering so, getting their heads cut off and people, you know, breaking their arms and just doing. And I'm saying, God, I said, I'm reading the scriptures where the people had the head cut off. Them going to be, to me, that was going to be the ones that's going to reign with Christ. As I read it, you know, I say, oh, Lord. I think Brother Ed knew what you're reading. So one of my sisters said, I don't care which side. She said, but if it's one that put on the road, I said, you still got to suffer. We got to suffer. Because Jesus suffered. And you got to suffer. What makes you think we got to suffer? People don't want to hear that, though, brother. You talk about suffering, they say, oh, Lord, this ain't for me. But it ain't like you think. Your suffering is going to be fit to where you are, who you are. He's not going to give you a trial, Paul's trial. You ain't none of Paul. And I learned this. I'm learning this. Whatever I went through, now I'm getting really happy. Because nobody don't know what I've been through. And you won't know unless I write it in a book or something. Amen. But God have kept me in spite of it. I didn't have to call Al and say, Al, I'm just so down. You're going to have to preach today. I just can't. You know, this person just took me through so, I'm so aggravated. I'm just, and oh, the Lord, and then he done this and that. And he got enough of it because I do talk to him. He said, oh, God, oh, Lord, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, praise the Lord. But then I make up my mind, hallelujah, my heart. I say, Lord, ain't nothing going to take me out that pulpit but you. You put me in that pulpit and you going to take me out. But see, y'all don't know that, you know, the word that went forth, I'm going to kill her. Yeah. When I get through, she going to be gone. Now, because let me say too much, Lord. Because I'm not this big person you think. I'm not that, you know, my daughter, he told my daughter, she's the eldest, some things. And I said, Gwen, you know, yeah. But I read a scripture that God hate divorce. And we have been married 64 years in October. And so I said, so his lawyer, I said, you lying. You ain't breaking up this 64-year marriage. I said, you know, you got another thought coming. Oh, I'm just talking big. But I was talking big through Jesus. Because it happened that things turned. And we still married. I said, Lord, I'm not letting the devil know. I know what's going on. And I've been with this man for 60 some years. The man's sick. And I'm going to take it that he's sick. That's his sickness talking. But it's hard when you're looking at people and living with them every day to say, well, I know they love me because so. So if anybody, this touches anybody, because people just still people. Amen. But when I made up my mind to do what Jesus said, things started changing. Because I started rejoicing. And now I'm getting to where I'm exceedingly glad because the Lord, when he showed me that my trial that he's taken me through fitted me to make me what he wanted me to be. I didn't have to get my neck cut off yet. I didn't have to get nothing stuck up my fingernails when I seen these people suffering, carrying on. He said, you ain't living there. You living here. And when it come to time, he say, just wait on me, because we don't know what we're going to have to go through. We still may get our neck cut off. We still may get our leg put out of joint and all they went through. Amen. But we ain't come to that yet. Wait a minute, what it say? If you can't serve him in the, all right, how you going to do? So let's get with the footman. let's get the thing down in the first degree here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, I will. Stick with that subject. I will. God said he will. He will take you through. He'll be with you to the end of the world. But he didn't say you weren't going to have to go through nothing. He said, I will. I'm going to take you through. Amen. So in Exodus, the 23rd chapter, I'm begin with the 20th verse. 23rd. Now he's talking to Israel. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in your way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies and an adversary unto thy enemy in their adversaries. For mine angel shall show before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites, the Hivites, and I looked up all these names, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. All you got to do is do what I say I'm gonna do now, because I will. He said, thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. I want to go through the 31st verse. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread, thy water. And I will take sickness from the midst of you. If we do what God tells us to do, stop just complaining. Now that's getting what God, stop complaining and stop thinking about you say, oh Lord, I'm your child and I, you know, this is not right. And who are you talking to? I got what my daughter says, not fair. I said, you stop saying that. God know what's fair. What are you talking about? It ain't fair. Lord, I ain't fair cause so and so. Don't be silly. You ain't up there to talk to God like that yet. You ain't that close right now. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I'm on to the 31st verse. There shall nothing cast their young or be barren in thy land of number of thy days. I will fulfill the number of your days. I'm gonna let you live just as long as I want you to live. Nothing gonna take you out of here. Thank you, Jesus. I will send my fear before thee and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. And I will make all thy enemies turn their backs unto thee. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanites, the Hittites from before you. And I will not drive them out from before in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little, I will drive them out from before you until thou be increased and inherit the land. And I'm going to send, I will. And when he said, I will. He said, I will heal you. And all the people that's against you, I'm drive out all this stuff before you. I'm going to do it. Unless we believe that now. Hallelujah. We're not going to be what we're striving to be. We are striving to be what he wants us to be. Amen. But he will. And so if he say he will do it. And you read the rest of that. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So you here today. I'm not going to stand here all day because the Lord told me, say, go tell him I will. Now, whatever that mean to you, then that's bless your heart. Amen. First, he told us to repent. Amen. Then he told us something else. Huh? That's right. And then he told us something else. Hallelujah. Now he's telling us he will take care of us. He will take us through. Hallelujah. And all you that's standing out there and listening, he said he's going to do something else. Now if you tired of where you are and you don't know what to do, he said I will in another place. He said it in Matthew 16:28. He said, all you that labor and are heavy laden, he said, I will give you rest. Come, I'm going to give you rest. So if you sitting out there and you tired and don't know what to do and you can't roll over at night and you can't sleep and you having nightmares at night and you can't get along with nobody, not even your dog or cat. Hell, you come in, you mad at everybody. Job done pressed you out of place. You come and you smack the cat, smack the kids, and you just getting yourself all messed up and tied up. He said, come and I will give you rest. I'm going to give you rest and you can't beat his rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor, whatever your labor is. If it's the trial, he said, I'll give you rest. And it's the truth. I'm standing here to tell you it's the truth by what I've gone. And I'm so glad that God, that you chose me, God. I'm glad about it. I rejoice, hallelujah, over the trial because it's making me into something I probably never would have been. I couldn't have learned the things I've learned if he not took me through. So I'm just kind of feeling kind of looking over, putting my foot on. I said, whoa, you took me through that? Wow, I must be doing pretty good. I just, you know, you get a little out of yourself too, but be careful now. Be careful now that you stay humble. Stay humble. But I'm going to tell you, the trial you in, I just keep hearing that it's fitted for you. He'll take you through. And he's going to bring you out to his child. Whatever he promised you, he's going to give it. And he promised me. And I hear people say this, Brother Richard's when I said, you know what? I dreamed the Lord took me in. I was in this room, and it was the floor was dark mahogany. And I had a piece of white cloth holding it, and everybody else had a piece of white cloth. And they was laying it down on the floor. Well, I had to cover up another little place that was in the floor. And then he told me, he said, I'm going to, what did he say? Do my floor? I'm going to decorate he said, I'm going to decorate your floor with signs, wonders, and miracles. I told Brother David that. He said, oh, my Lord. Now, he done took it and went farther than I went with. But then it came back to me. He said, and remember what I tell you. I'm going to do what I say. Pray that brother preached it. He said, keep it. I said, Lord, now I done started. You're going to decorate this floor with signs, wonders, and miracles. You're going to decorate my flow. And the people say, I'm going to decorate. I said, no, he told me he's going to decorate my flow. And that got to be a lot to me, because I'm not 25. I'm not 45, 55, 65, 75, or 80, nothing. Well, 80 something, you know. I say, he talking to me. I'm not let y'all take it. I say, Brother David, he's talking to me. Sister David, he talking to me. Hallelujah. I'm going to decorate your floor with signs, wonders, and miracles, and I believe it. So every day, I'm going to say, Lord, I'm waiting for that decoration. I say, Lord, I'm waiting for that decoration, for you to decorate my floor with signs, wonders, and miracles. And I know, I say, now let me see what a sign will be. Let me see. And what's going to be? Let me see now. Amen. But I got so happy when brother preached it, he brought it back to my memory. And so instead of sitting up here, praise the Lord, worried about stuff, he will. You can't sleep at night. That's ridiculous. You are a child of God. I say, you are his child. And the devil don't have a right to keep you up at night worried about something you can't do nothing about. No way. How you going to fix it? If you was fixing, you wouldn't be worried. He going to fix it for you. I will. Somebody need to know this. I will. Brother, I don't know what you were saying about how you're whatever. But God will. I want you to tell you, he will. He will. Amen. Just like he's kept you, he will. And brother, I'm believing as I say this, ain't nothing. I've always believed this now up here. Ain't nothing. I've taught it all my life. Ain't nothing God cannot do. Because he's done it for me. Amen. But now this is a different thing. God is going to, and I had preached this because Brother Elbreeze, oh, he remembers my messages. I said, God is going to have you going. You know, you ain't going to believe it yourself what God going to do. I'm ready for it. And as we praise him, he lives in the praise of his people. I say he lives in the praise of his people. I've been ministering a long time. I was down to on Lindbergh, and I was ministering, and I said we illustrate to walk around and knock the walls down and all this. We went through all that, and so I had a little prissy, and she was having trouble with her leg. Wouldn't get well. She just said, you know, I said, if you get up and go around there and see what God do, and you know she. But because I was her aunt, and so she got up and she walked around, and Lord healed her leg. Sometimes it's just a little thing God wants you to do to get what you need, and you think you and so, and a child can tell you something. Don't get so big. Stay low. I say stay low, because a kid can tell you something that'll get you out of something that you've been praying for. You thought the Sister Susan should have told you, because little Jimmy ain't but 10. But a child can tell you something. God, children belong to God too. I said they belong to God too. I want to tell you this morning, I'm just going to tell you he will. He will. He's going to do what he say. I don't care how many times you've been prayed for, hands laid on, greased down, he will. I said, Lord, I'm going to get what you tell me. I'm going to just keep reading this word and believing what I read. And keep on bringing your word back to you. God listen to his word, not to your complaints. And sometimes we think we're crying and we're going to move him. But sometimes he's looking and say, I wish they could believe me. See, we think that we crying going to move God. Not all the time. Because he judge our hearts. And you down there think I'm going to move him. You know, come on now. I love him, Brother Eddie, because he know us. And he judge our hearts. It's just beautiful. He is so wonderful. You can't pin him down. You can't I don't. And you can't either. Oh, my God. All I have to do is go out and look at I don't tell this so many times. I can just look at a tree. Now, how did he make a tree? How he make grass? I mean, I don't have to go and some people say, well, I've been to heaven. Well, I've been to heaven too, son. You know what I'm saying? When he saved me, I went to heaven. I'm telling you. Because he saved me, and I was so happy. Oh, I was so happy. When I got baptized, you could have you could have took me somewhere. Because, I mean, I felt like, oh, my goodness. And so I'll be asking, Lord, please give me that again. I just had a ball. I just felt so good in myself. I felt so clean and so good. And so, I just walked around. I couldn't step on a butterfly. Oh, Jesus. I'm telling you, when I got the Holy Ghost, I went out there and I told her about this, man. That night I was driving home. I've always lived far from my church. My church was down on Lucas, if y'all know anything about the city. I lived out in the county somewhere. And that night I was driving. I was stopping on the green lights, going on the red lights. And I was so happy. Oh, I was so happy. Changed my life. The devil said, you didn't get nothing. And I said, oh. Because I heard that Eddie spoke in tongues all night. Wasn't Eddie, but you know what I'm saying. And I want to do what they did. But he didn't do it like that. So my sister in the Lord said, Sister David, don't do that. So we was praying one day. I don't know. The Lord touched me and I spoke in tongues and prophesied. And I said, then that settled it. And then my heart, he began to just use me. He used me. He'll use you. He'll use you. God got plenty of things to do. And the Lord used to just use me. I see people, you know, I've just seen so much in my life. Me and Tawana used to go out together and we didn't knock on doors, we went to see people. And we just seen God move. I mean, God just moved. And somebody asked my daughter Gwen, she was down, and she said, is your mama still, somebody asked you, was I still knocking on doors or something? Somebody you met, you said, is your mama still knocking on doors? Hallelujah. No, but I'm telling you, I still love people still. And then we get so in our trials, we get laxed. I know y'all don't get like that. Y'all don't get that. Y'all just full of fire. But you can get laxed and not know you're laxed. And you say, Lord, I'm not where I used to be. No, because you weren't doing what you used to do. If you ain't where you used to be, come on. You ain't doing what you used to do. And so I said, I just want back what I had. I want back and more. I said, no, Lord, I want to go out like Samson went out. I want to kill the three times as many devils as I did, whatever. And I said, I don't want it to be the same. I want to be different. I want to go out yes. And when somebody say, oh, if I can just make it in. Well, I used to have that kind of spirit, but something's happening to me. I said, I want to step up. You say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I don't want to just drag in and say, and, you know, them tittering on this side and tittering. I don't want to go like that. I said, Lord, fix me or I ain't got to be, you know, tipping, wondering what he going to say. No, I'm going to get it up together now. I said, I'm going to get it together now. Things I know, I said, if it be something I didn't know, it's going to be because I didn't know. I said, but Lord, with all of my heart, when I stand before you, I want to hear you say, well done. I don't want to, you know, wind me and I'm going like this. I'm standing for, what are they going to say? Oh, Because, you know, I say that people going to be crying, going to be folks wondering how they're going to get, you know. Children of God, let's serve God with all our hearts, all our souls, and all our minds. Don't let the devil fool you. It don't take all that. No, it take that and more. Because this thing, when you serve him with all your heart, it's still something you didn't know. You know, you still don't know. My God, I'm over 80, and I still some things I don't know. Hallelujah. I said still some things I don't know. But what I know, I'm going to do to the best of my ability. Are you going to do that? To the best of your ability. Will you stand? I will. Lord, help me to do my best. I will. Help me. I want to see you in peace, and I want to serve you, and let you be glad to have chosen me. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I know you're a good God. One thing I've learned in my life, you can heal, you can save, you can turn around, you can do anything. And you love your people, and I see how you love during this time. It just because my eyes are open wider and my understanding is getting better. Oh, God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for putting up with us. Thank you for your patience and your kindness. You've been so good to us. Don't let us take it for granted, but let us love you like you want to be loved, Lord, to the best of our ability. Because I know you know we're flesh, I know. And don't let us use the excuse by saying we're flesh, because the devil gets into that too. He tells you just flesh. Yeah, I am just flesh. I am. But I'm a child of the living God. And I'm able to make it because he's going to help me. He will. He's going to help me through. I say he will. Praise the Lord. At this hour, if you want to come and we all come to the altar, yes. Let's all come to the altar today. I'm just going by what he's saying, Brother Ed, whatever I feel. I have the man of Christ. Come to everybody, to the altar.